الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islamic brethren and viewers of Madani Channel, once again we say marhaba. Marhaba, welcome to our silsila, the pathway to success. And today, inshallah, azawajal, our topic is give thanks to Allah. First and foremost, let us make some good intentions. That Piyari Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had mentioned that niyatul mu'mini khayru min amalihi. Intention of a believer is greater than his action. Inshallah, we all make intention that inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, whatever we are doing here is for the sole pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever we learn here, these madani pools, the different narrations, we try to be practical upon it and try to pass this message on. At the same time, you also make good intentions. Whatever you're doing is for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you hear the madani pools, you also try to be practical upon it, try to pass this message on to our fellow Muslims. When you hear the name of Allah, say azza wa jalla. Praise the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. When you hear the name or the attribute of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, recite durood, salawat upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Inshallah, very soon Qari Sahib will be reciting tilawat of Quran. Make intention to listen to the recitation of Quran attentively, inshallah, when he recites the beautiful praises of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in the form of Nath-e Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam. You also try to listen carefully and join him, inshallah, azawajal. Natkhan will get sawab. You will also get sawab, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sheikh Tariqat, Amir ala sunnat, Ashiqi ala Hazrat, Hazri Allama Maulana, Muhammad Ilyas Qadri Razvi, Damal Barakatum Aliyah. He mentions in his famous book, Faizani Sunnat, that Piyari Aqa sallallahu ta'ala sallam has mentioned that when two Muslim brothers meet each other, and when they shake hands with each other, and when at the same time they recite durood upon the beloved Rasul alayhi sallam, before they depart, before they leave each other, subhanallah azza wa jal, all the previous minor sins will be forgiven, inshallah. So my Islam reviews of Madani Channel, what a beautiful benefit that whenever we are meeting our Muslim brothers, we make salam, at the same time recite durood the pak, inshallah, this will be benefit for us, inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Now, inshallah, azza wa jal, we will hear the tilawat of Quran, the praises of Allah azza wa jalla from Holy Quran, inshallah, azza wa jal. We request Qari Sahib to please render some few verses from the Holy Quran. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala
Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ قال موسى لقومه اذكروا نعمة الله من آل فرعون يسومونكم سوء العذاب ويذبحون أبناءكم وي ويستحيون نساءكم وفي ذلكم بلاء وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَئِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَئِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ لَئِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَئِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ أَمَرْتُ بِاللَّهِ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ
Now inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will hear the praises of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in the form of Nati Rasul صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد
صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله يا نبي يا نبي يا نبي کتنے تارے کھلے چھپ گئے پر نہ ڈوبے نہ ڈوبا ہمارا نبی قرنوں بدلی رسولوں کی ہوتی رہی چاند بدلی کا نکلا ہمارا نبی ملک کونین میں ابھی بھی آتا تاجدار ملک کونین میں انبیاء تاجدار تاجداروں کا آقا تاجدار ستاروں کا آقا و ہمارا نبی 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 یا نبی نبی یا نبی نبی یا نبی 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 یا نبی نبی یا نبی نبی کون دیتا ہے دینے کو منہ چاہیے کون دیتا ہے دینے کو منہ چاہیے کون دیتا ہے دینے کو منہ چاہیے دینے والا ہے سچا دینے والا ہے سچا ہمارا نبی یا نبی یا نبی نبی یا 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 نبی جیسے سب کا خدا ایک ہے ویسے ہی ان کا ان کا تمہارا ہمارا نبی سب چمک والے اجلوں میں چمکا کیے اندھے شیشوں میں چمکا ہمارا نبی غمزدوں کو رضا مشتاق دیجے کے ہے غمزدوں کو رضا مشتاق دیجے کے ہے غمزدوں کو رضا مشتاق دیجے کے ہے بے قصوں کا سہارا بے قصوں کا سہارا ہمارا نبی یا 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 نبی
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, the pathway to success. Give thanks to Allah. Shukr, a beautiful form of ibadat is shukr. Shukr is a blessed attitude. It is a blessed attitude of a human being when a human being receives a ni'mah from a merciful Lord Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He makes shukr to his Rabb Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Likewise, when a person receives a gift or something from a person, he thanks him, he makes shukr to him, he appreciates it. So it's an expression of love, whether towards your merciful Lord Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, whether it's towards our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, or whether it's towards a human being or any other person. Whenever you receive a ni'mah, a gift, a present, you make a shukr to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, you make a shukr to a friend, you make a shukr to a person. So it's an expression of love. And remember, making shukr is not bound to a place. It's not bound to a time. It's not bound to a country. It's not bound to a city. It's not bound to a village. It's not bound just to a house or just to a street. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, even not bound even to a color or creed. Shukr is shukr. It is a special name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. When a person has this behavior, this attitude within himself, that he always makes shukr. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, it is a special rahmat of Allah Ta'ala, special mercy upon that person. Especially in the deen of Islam, in our deen. Today we are talking about, we give thanks to Allah. You know, it's a special ni'mah from Allah Ta'ala. In the deen of Islam, every person you ask a Muslim, subhanallah, in the general aspect, oh brother, how are you? You know what is his first sentence? First you make the salam, assalamu alaikum. He replies, wa alaikum assalam. How are you, brother? He says, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. All praises is due to Allah Ta'ala, Lord of the worlds. Sometimes we say, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, ala kulli hal, in every situation. So it's a form of shukr. Today, inshallah, we'll get some in-depth about this topic. First and foremost, let us hear from our Islamic brother. What does Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala say about shukr, about thanksgiving?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Very, very beautiful topic of thankfulness, gratitude, shukr. And you know, many people, many of our viewers of Madani Channel may also be thinking that, you know, we're living tough lives, we're struggling to make ends meet, you know, we're finding difficulties financially. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us the secret to increasing His blessings in the Holy Quran. In Surah Ibrahim, verse number 7, Allah Azza wa Jal says, لَإِنَ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you give thanks, if you make shukr, I will increase the blessings for you. وَلَإِنَ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. Allah Azza wa Jal says, if you are ungrateful, then indeed my punishment is most severe. Allah. And in the tafsir of this blessed verse, in tafsir Khazain al-Irfan, Sadr al-Afadil, Mufti Na'imuddin Muradabadi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he mentions a very beautiful point. He says that from this verse of the Quran, we learn that the ni'mah, the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, increase with shukr, with giving thanks. And he says that the essence of shukr is to imagine the blessings upon a person and to express thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal. Also to respect the blessing and to accept it, to admit that all the blessings we have are from Allah Azza wa Jal, and to feel indebted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the depths of our hearts. And he says that when a human being, when a person involves himself in shukr, in thanking Allah Azza wa Jal, then what happens? The ni'mah of Allah Azza wa Jal increases. And when the ni'mah of Allah Azza wa Jal increases, then the love for Allah Azza wa Jal in the heart of that person also increases.
SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. My dear Islam, my views of Madani Channel. You make shukr, you give thanks to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. SubhanAllah, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, the love of Allah Azza wa Jal increases in the heart, and Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala special mercies upon us.
It's a beautiful saying of our Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala, the Imam of the millions of Hanafi. SubhanAllah. He said, indeed, I gain knowledge by means of praises and thankfulness of Allah Azza wa Jal. Whenever I understand any Madani fool, any point of knowledge, ilm-e-deen, I said, Alhamdulillah Ta'ala. So my knowledge continued to increase.
SubhanAllah.
How the Imam Azam is. Alhamdulillah Ta'ala.
SubhanAllah. My Islamic views of Madani Channel. The mercy unto the entire mankind, our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, the mercy to all the worlds. SubhanAllah, who has the keys to Jannah. So much so that beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam used to tell him, Sahabi, a companion of the beloved, that you are Jannati. Beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam has the keys to Jannah. In every situation, he's making shukr to Rabb Allah tabaraka ta'ala. How much of connection our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam has with his merciful Lord Allah tabaraka, that he makes shukr. Our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is the teacher of all teachers. And he's teaching us step by step that in each and every move that we make shukr to Allah tabaraka ta'ala. For every name of Allah tabaraka ta'ala, because each and every part of our body, each and every part of our life, our family, our wealth, our health is a ni'mah. It's a special ni'mah of Allah tabaraka ta'ala.
You know, we talked about the thankfulness of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Without doubt, there is no better example for us than our noble messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's narrated that one of the famous du'as of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say in the court of Allah azza wa jal, Allahumma a'inni ala zikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Oh Allah azza wa jal, help me upon your remembrance, your thankfulness, your shukr, and upon worshipping you in the best of ways. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would seek help from Allah Azza wa Jal in fulfilling these three things: remembering Allah Azza wa Jal, giving shukr to Allah Azza wa Jal, and also in worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal in the best of ways. And in fact, this was the way of all of the Prophets of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. It's narrated about Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, a very, very beautiful example, that once Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he said to Allah Azza wa Jal, Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, how can I give thanks to you? Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, how is it possible for me to give shukr to you, whereas all of my actions cannot even repay you and give thanks for even the smallest blessing of yours? Allah. All of my actions cannot even give thanks, cannot even be worthy to repay the smallest blessing of yours. And then the revelation descended upon Musa alayhi salam. Allah said to him, O Musa alayhi salam, you have just fulfilled my shukr.
Allah.
How? By expressing that the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are so great that it is impossible for us to even make shukr for even the smallest blessing. Allah azza wa jal became happy with Musa alayhi salam and said, by doing this, by admitting the blessings of Allah azza wa jal, by knowing that all of the blessings that we have are from Allah azza wa jal, and by knowing that it's impossible for us to even count the blessings, this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala became pleased with and said that this is true gratitude. In terms of worldly things, we always look at those who are above us. You know, if we have a 2-bedroom house, we look at the guy who has a 5-bedroom house, who has a big mansion. If we have, you know, a small car, we look at the guy who has a big car. And, you know, we don't give thanks for what we have. And on the other side, when it comes to the deen, we look at those who are less than us. We make excuses. You know, I pray twice a day, so-and-so doesn't even pray at all. I fast for 15 days in the month of Ramadan, so-and-so, he doesn't fast at all. At least I'm better than him. Actually, whereas, actually, it should be the other way around.
You know, Nigranashwar gave a very good example.
Yes.
For Shura Madani channel, I just want to enlighten you about Nigranashwar's one Madani pool. He says, we are driving a car, you're on the road, and next, you got a, maybe, an old model car, and next minute, now a new model car comes next to you, and you look at it, and you say, oh, how I wish I could have this car. And then when that car passes by, you see another latest model, which is more expensive, you say, I wish if I could have this car. You keep on thinking about the things that are not in your reach. It's out of your reach.
Yeah.
But you're not making shukr to Allah Ta'ala that you are in this car. Allah Ta'ala gave you this car. Look at the one who's next to you, that he's driving a bike. And say, Ya Allah Ta'ala, you gave me a car, Ya Allah, I have windows. I have wipers. When it's raining, my head is covered. When it's dark, I'm safe. I can lock up the buttons. I can put a safety belt. I'm safe. The guy's in the bike. He has no roof over his head. He has no wipers. He's got no safety. He's got no safety belt. And you're not making shukr, not looking at that. Then make more shukr than look at the person who's on the other side. He's moving on the bicycle.
Yes.
He doesn't have a motorbike. He has a bicycle. He's less fortunate than you. Then you look further. He says, don't look at the bicycle. Look at the guy who's walking on the street. Now you're going down and make shukr, Ya Allah, I got a car, Ya Allah, I'm making shukr to my Allah Ta'ala gave me this ni'mah in the form of a car. And look more further on, you see it is a person walking on the street. So you have to look in this direction, where the poor is.
Yes.
And where you are, then you start making shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Then you look further on the street, you see that there is a person without no legs. And he's dragging himself onto the ground. And he's moving from place A to place B. It takes him hours and hours to reach there. Whereas you, Allah Ta'ala, gave you so much of ni'mah that you reach the place. Aslambay, within,
you know,
a few minutes.
This is the principle. In matters of the world, in the blessings of the world, we should look at those who are less fortunate than us. If we do this, then we will give shukr to Allah Azza wa Jal and become truly thankful servants of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And in matters of the deen, we should look at those who are ahead of us. You know, if I am blessed enough to pray 5 times a day, we should look at the person who prays his nawafil, who prays his tahajjud, who wakes up in the middle of the night. You know, gosh, maybe I could be like him. If I fast in the month of Ramadan, Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed me, I should not look at those and, you know, say, at least I fast in the month of Ramadan, so-and-so doesn't even fast. That's the wrong comparison.
Indeed.
Our comparison should be with the one who fasts, nawafil fast. The one, you know, he fasts every Monday and Thursday too. I want to be like him. So, actually, our priorities are wrong. We need to switch our mindset the other way around. Then, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, we'll become truly successful.
And actually, this mindset is from Hadith-e Pak.
Subhanallah.
There's Hadith-e Pak specifically on this topic.
Subhanallah.
Aqadu Alam Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam said, there are two attributes. Whoever has them in him, Allah Azza wa Jal writes him down as grateful and patience.
Subhanallah.
And who doesn't have them, Allah Azza wa Jal does not write him as grateful nor patience. What are those attributes? Whoever looks to one above him for his religion and follows him in it.
Allah takes guidance from him.
Yeah. And whoever looks to one who is below him in worldly matters and praises Allah Azza wa Jal for his blessings, then Allah Azza wa Jal writes him down as grateful and patient.
Subhanallah. My dear Islam and viewers of Madani channel, always look at the one who is deprived, who has less than you. Then you will make the shukr of Allah Ta'ala. Sometimes the question comes in mind that we are poor and the poor has got so many tests to go through, and why should the poor make shukr to Allah Ta'ala? Subhanallah. Indeed, poverty is amongst the hardest of trials for a person. And Allah Ta'ala puts special test upon specific people for a specific reason. And to see if that person really makes the shukr of Allah Ta'ala. What is his reward? Yes. Views of Madani Channel, you're thinking you're poor, you're thinking you're having difficulties, you're having parishani, you're having problems. What is the reward for that person who is in difficulty, who is in financial problems, difficulties, whatever difficulties you're facing, the one who makes shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam has said, subhanallah azza wa jal, he will enter Jannat 500 years before the rich person. Now you're looking in a small, you're looking in a small span of time, 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, 80 years, 90 years. Subhanallah azza wa jal, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will give you the reward. 500 years you will enter Jannat before the rich person. So viewers of Madani Channel, have hope and the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Inshallah azza wa jal, there is a special blessing for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, especially those who are facing these type of difficulties.
Aslam bhai, to be honest, we all should be grateful and humble for the bounties and the gift of Allah azza wa jal which He has bestowed on us. Why? Just think, in a blink of an eye, Allah might take them away.
Allah.
What's going to happen? You know, now going in a car, chilling out, listening music, listening haram, going for the haram thing, the accident going to happen. Legs gone, eyesight gone. But nowadays, if you look on around us, it's very difficult. Now people, they got legs, they can't even come to the masjid. These eyes has been given to you. Do we give thanks to Allah? The thanks is also you read Quran Pak, but with these eyes, we watch harams, we watch movies. The same thing with the tongue is a blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal, but we using in the wrong way.
Astaghfirullah.
We never think about just in a blink of eye, maybe this nima will take it away.
Every part of the body, every part of the body, as Mubalik Adawaslam is telling you, is giving us this wake up call. Wake up. Each and every part of the body is a special ni'am of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Your hands, your ears, your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your body, your legs. Each and every part is a special ni'am of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Give thanks to Allah, O viewers of Madani Channel. Make shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And inshallah, azza wa jal, like this, inshallah, our status will be elevated for the year after, for the day of Qiyamah, inshallah.
And you know, Aslam bhai, Aqad Alam sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that how wonderful is the case of a believer. Ajaban. It's wonderful. It's the case of a believer. There is good for him in everything. And this applies only to a believer. If prosperity attends him, he expresses gratitude to Allah azza wa jal. He makes shukr to Allah azza wa jal. And that is good for him. And if adversity befalls him, he endure it patiently, and this is better for him.
Subhanallah. Both ways he makes shukr.
Both ways is,
when he gains, he's making shukr. When he loses, he makes shukr.
He makes sabr. Okay. Allah. Shukr and sabr. Our case is ajaban. It's wonderful. We have to understand this, that Allah Ta'ala bestow a lot of blessings, bounties, mercies upon us.
We can't count the blessings of Allah Ta'ala.
Uncountable.
Yes.
Everything is a blessing of Allah. You know, every single breath that we take, the air that we breathe is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, just the morsel that we eat, the one piece of bread, you know, where does that come from? If you look at the background, where that came from, it only came to us from the beginning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the rain fall down. If there was no rain, that bread would not have reached us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the earth fertile. If that earth was not fertile, again, that food would not have grown from the ground.
Yes.
How, and you know, the whole process of how that reached our plate. And then not just that, when it goes into our mouth, the fact that we're able to digest it, this is a blessing from Allah Azza wa Jal. Imagine if we were to eat it and then not be able to digest it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the blessing of our digestive system, the saliva, then our stomach, all performing these different functions.
Hospitals.
Incredible.
People can't digest. In hospital, they go months and months, they got the pipe. To take the food inside, they use pipe. And even to take out the food, they're using the pipe.
Right.
And Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah alhamdulillah, give us so much ni'mah for everything is working. But still we not thankful to Allah azza wa jal.
Shukr ada ho kyun karte ra pyare nabi ki ummat mein. Shukr ada ho kyun karte ra پیارے نبی کی امت میں مجھ سے نکمے کو بھی پیدا تو نے اے رحمان کیا مجھ سے نکمے کو بھی پیدا تو نے ادا ہو کیوں کرتے را پیارے نبی کی امت میں مجھ سے نکمے کو بھی پیدا تو نے اے رحمان کیا.
اسلم بھائی, یو نو دیز بلیسڈ انڈیویجوز آور بیلوڈ پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, دی ادر پروفیٹس علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام, صحابہ کرام علیہم رضوان. These were the pious individuals who knew the value of shukr. They knew the importance of shukr. And one of the great blessings of shukr, Imam al-Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he mentions in Ihya ul-Ulum, he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made shukr the key to the speech of the people of Jannah. And the people of Jannah, when they begin their speech, what will they begin their speech with? They will begin with shukr. And Allah azza wa jal says in the Quran that they will say, وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي صَدَقَنَا وَعْدَهُ وَأَوْرَثَنَا الْأَرْضَ نَتَبَوَّأُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ حَيْثُ نَشَاءُ. Allah Azza wa Jalla says that the people in Jannah, they will say all praises to Allah Azza wa Jalla. They will give shukr. The key to their speech will be what? Shukr. The people of Jannah, they will say all praises to Allah Azza wa Jalla, who fulfilled His promise to us and made us inherit the earth and allowed us to live wherever we like in the paradise of Jannah.
Subhanallah.
So the key to the speech in paradise is shukr.
So many beautiful narrations are coming in. I would like to share one more narration with you before we close the silsila. It was about King Mahmud. And King Mahmud had a servant, his name was Ayaz. When Ayaz came in the court of King Mahmud, he was a very poor person. And after several years, he built up his status to such an extent that he became one of the ministers. And other ministers, you know, in any working place, sometimes it happens, people get, you know, like a jealousy, like a hatred, like an envy, as to all this person came, and all of a sudden he got such a high status that all the time he's next to the king. Every time a king wants to do something, he calls for Ayaz. So one day, all the other courtiers and all the other ministers, they went up to the king, King Mahmud, and said, "Oh, King Mahmud, we are suspecting that Ayaz is stealing. Suspecting that Ayaz is stealing. Why?" He said, "Because every day on a certain time, Ayaz goes to a certain place just outside the kingdom, and he stays in a jungle there for a little while, and then after 1 or 2 hours he comes back. But we are suspecting he's taking things from your court, and he's stealing and he's hiding it there." The king said, "Oh, is it? Okay, let's go and check." So one day, Ayaz went in advance. He went to his place. And the other ministers, they knew exactly where he was staying, where he was hiding out, where his hideout was. And when they reached there, they found an old hut. And Ayaz was inside the hut. He was busy with something. Suddenly there was a knock at the door. "Who's there?" It said, it is the king, Mahmud. Open the door." So Ayaz immediately, he's shuffling the room and putting something. There was some noise. And as he pushed something under the bed, King Mahmud pushed the door open. "What are you doing, Ayaz? Something you are doing secretly that you are not telling me. Every day you come here and you spend 1 or 2 hours in this house. There is something that you are doing which you are not telling me. Oh, Ayaz, before I start search, you tell me." Ayaz says, "Oh, my master, please don't search." Now it created more suspicion. "Oh, my master, please don't search. Please don't. Tell me, Ayaz, what do you have under the bed?" "I see you have a casket, a steel casket. What is under the bed?" Ayaz, he says, "Oh, my master, please don't see. Oh, my master, please don't see." Master says, "Oh, Ayaz, move away." And the guards moved Ayaz away. And the King Mahmud took out the casket and he forced the lock open. He opened it up. When he opened the lock, he found an old piece of clothing. He says, "Oh, Ayaz, what are you doing? What are you doing with this old clothing?" He says, "Oh, my master, I come to you when I was a poor person. When I came to you, as a poor person, I had this piece of cloth and this piece of clothing when I came to you. And Allah Ta'ala has given me such a status, such a ni'mah, that today I'm a minister. Every day I come in this house, in this hut, and I open this casket, and I make shukr to my Rabb Allah Ta'ala. That, oh Allah Ta'ala, you gave me so much of ni'mah, that, oh Allah Ta'ala, I keep on making shukr to you, Allah Azawajal. So Hazrat Ayaz, rahmatullah alayh, subhanallah azawajal, what beautiful examples he set for us. So dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, these are some examples, subhanallah azawajal, from our pious ancestors. Subhanallah azawajal, what standards they went through to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. You also make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Give thanks to Allah.
Just to finish, I'm going to share one beautiful narration, just to encourage us all, and just to tell us how shukr helps us on the path to success. It's mentioned that on the Day of Judgment, you know, an announcer will call out that where are the Hamidun? The Hamidun should stand up. And it says that a group of people, they will stand up, and a flag will be planted for them. A special flag will be planted for them, and those people will enter into Jannah. Qila, it was said then, وَمَنِ الْحَامِدُونَ? Who are the Hamidun? These people who will be blessed to such a great extent. Qala, the beloved Prophet ﷺ said, that the Hamidun, الَّذِينَ يَشْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ تَعَالَىٰ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ حَالٍ, are those people who give thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal in every situation. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in the Madani environment of Dawat Islami, one of our Madani Inamat given to us by our Shaykh Tariqat, Amir Ahl Sunnat, Damat Barakatum Aliyah, is that when somebody asks you how you are, you say Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. All praise be to Allah Azza wa Jal in every state.
My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, in today's time and era, we have to make shukr to Allah Tabaraka that Allah Azza wa Jal given us such a beautiful movement like Dawat Islami. Wherever you go in the world, subhanallah Azza wa Jal, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala's special ni'mah is Dawat Islami. Taking the people away from sins and bringing them back toward the Quran and the Sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. So this is the ni'mah of Allah Tabaraka. Also, make shukr to Allah Ta'ala in your du'as that, Ya Rabb, we are thankful to you, O merciful Allah, that in today's time and era, that Allah Ta'ala has given us Dawat Islami. Subhanallah, what a personality, Shaykh Tariqat, Amir al-Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawla Muhammad Ilyas Qadri, Damat Barakatum Ali, Allah grant him a long life and good health. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, he's looking towards our needs. And our needs is, subhanallah, a spiritual one. We need to get closer towards Allah and His beloved Rasul alayhi sallam. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, give thanks to Allah. Give thanks to Allah. In no matter what situation you are, good or bad, rich or poor, difficulties or no difficulties, give thanks to Allah. Keep watching Madani Channel. Allah karam aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein, ay daawat islami teri dhoom machi ho. Ameen bijah nabil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib.
Sallallahu ala.
The way to the treasure of Allah. The way to the treasure of Allah. The pathway to success. The pathway to success. The pathway to success.